Township, Miami County Zoning Text Amendment Workshop Meeting, April 30th, 2026. Call to order.
Did you say the time?
At 6:33 p.m. And at this time, we'll do the roll call. Ron Corbett.
Here.
Gary Cornish.
Here.
Jerry Hurd.
Here.
Janice Royce. Absent. Jess Underwood.
Here.
Donna Hughes.
Here.
Rachel Kiplinger.
Here.
Jim Leskowich. Nikki O'Quinn.
Here.
Zach Stouter. Absent. Pete Mannheim. Absent. And Michael Statesman. Absent. And presiding is Josh Wilkerson. Okay.
Good. Are you good?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you guys for meeting on short notice, I guess, because I didn't get this stuff out until yesterday. So I apologize on that. I was at the beach with my family the week before, and I thought maybe I'd get to this, but I didn't. Anyway, so I sent you guys a bunch of stuff. I don't know how much of it you had to read, a chance to read. Maybe not much of it, maybe some of it, I don't know. We can work through kind of what I have put in front of you guys as far as, well, let me back up. There are 69 items on this spreadsheet. And I went through and I looked at all of them to determine kind of what they are. And I grouped them into groupings that might make it a little bit easier for us to find, when we're ready to approve those, to approve them with a vote. Because they're basically like those, the top ones here are routine corrections, citations, etc. Those, there are 20 of them in there, right? So some of the, I think that's fairly easy to do. I don't know if we want to do all that now or we want to hold off on that until we get through the rest of the zoning resolution, because we'll probably add more stuff to it. But then there's also stuff about definitions. The B district has quite a bit of stuff in it, so that's its own thing. Short-term rentals, conditional use, compliance, and enforcement. Those are the things that we kind of talked about last time. In addition to that, so kind of floating around in my head, I was thinking about all of the stuff I've been seeing in zoning. I think we should probably address, and this is your guys' meeting, so I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but top of mind things that are definite issues that we have in the township right now related to, not that anybody's applied for this, but solar farms, data centers, those are two that are, that's something the entire state of Ohio is dealing with right now. And a lot of townships are doing various things with that. So it may be prudent to do that ourselves. We passed two resolutions putting moratoriums on those in the township for a year. Julie had reached out to the attorney to see, however, you know, what's, will that have any legal effect if somebody were to challenge it? So we're waiting on that. So in the meantime, you know, I think that is something that we eventually have to discuss. And then there's also a discussion about, so I know you guys have seen this as well, a lot of truck parking, heavy truck parking. That's not even something that is in our zoning resolution, right? There's nothing in there that has a permitted or conditional use for actual parking of trucks, like for rent park trucks. There's truck repair, there's truck transfer, there's other things, but there's no, hey, I bought this piece of property and I want to rent spaces to park trucks. There's nothing in there about that. So those are three items that I think are really kind of at the forefront of what we're kind of up against lately, that I'll throw that out there for you guys to kind of do what you want to with it. But those are definitely items we need to discuss. And then, of course, we're still at the A1 is where we stopped last time. We haven't done A1, A2, anything past A1. Well, what do you want to do?
I mean, I kind of feel like we've got to get something, like, we've got to complete something to get it to go forward. And I'm afraid that if we go back to looking at, like, go back into A1 and start there, like, we're going to lose more time. So I am almost of the mind that we focus on what we have done and get it spiffed up and, you know, corrections made or whatnot, so that there's something that we can take or that can go on to the next step. And then we can keep working on what we still haven't finished, but at least keep that process going. I don't know. That's just me.
I agree with Rachel. there are a couple of things, so that you've already addressed as trustees and moratoriums. You passed both of those.
Yes.
That's probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. The truck parking, I think we should address pretty quick, because that's an imminent problem. What's the deal with the guy on Wildcat now?
Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Which one? There's a few.
Well, the one at 40 in Wildcat.
40 in Wildcat. Mm-hmm. You know,
he's just moving earth.
Yeah, I know. Put a lot of gravel down.
All right.
What ticked me off is we have just paved Wildcat, and now you see how these semis coming in and crushing it. And now, have you seen the signs on the property?
Mm-hmm.
They will shoot you. The sign said they will shoot you.
It said no warning shots noticed. Fired. No warning shots will be fired.
So, you know, and he's not telling anybody what he's doing with it. Mm-hmm. So he can put all his rocks down, but that one section is residential.
A lot of it is residential.
Yeah.
But I agree about the truck parking, Jerry, because I see trucks parked around the township.
Flicking 240.
Well, I'm just saying, like, on people's property.
Well,
you know,
if it's one truck and the guy owns it and he drives it,
right.
That's
it's
one
not
thing.
Somebody that drives it.
Some of them are easier to see during the winter because a lot of them are behind vegetation.
Uh-huh.
Behind
a barn.
Yeah.
Sitting back there. Yeah. So,
but, you know,
I agree. It needs to be addressed.
If it's an owner-operator and he's got his own,
that's not this case.
Yeah, I know. That's not what we're trying to address. But
right.
We got to be careful that
obviously, yes.
I think from the last meeting, weren't we considering a definition of heavy truck, medium duty truck, light duty trucks?
That was more towards repair facilities.
Just for repair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really think we should make a recommendation to do something for the trucks and get that to the trustees so they can act on it.
Yeah, you asked me something. I have noticed a lot more trucks going north of Singer Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, where are these trucks coming from 70? And then I saw them turning in. Because I never traveled. I just happened, because I never touched that road.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's been some accidents, and when that happens, you know, we see a lot more truck traffic through the township, you know, as an alternate route. But I don't think that that's what's necessarily happening.
Yeah,
Well, we're getting a lot of the big dump trucks that are hauling for the Carriage Trails, they're just almost 12 hours a day. They're moving.
And that sound behind my house is from 8 o'clock to almost
so
6.
Where would we put that in one of the areas that we've already, like, looked at or addressed? Like,
that would
where
be under I-1 or
where
I-2.
Where would that fall? So that we can at least maybe try to incorporate it into a part that we've already looked at.
Well, it should be in heavy industrial, I think.
This notebook that you guys all have, are there
for special ones? People, thanks, Gary.
Are there other copies of that?
Okay, you want to know, make one.
We'll let you take it home and you can copy it.
Actually, there'll be a quiz on it before the end of the night.
All right, well, Gary, and while you're asking about that, congratulations and welcome to the group.
Okay, I'm happy to be here.
He's reconsidering.
I was not aware.
After last Thursday's meeting, you might want to reconsider.
That was really interesting.
Sorry, I was not here for that.
One of my questions I had for us, and here is the grandfathering type, but I didn't want to. I don't want to break up any thought.
So what that would be under industrial,
heavy
industrial.
So that'd be I-2.
Because it.
What's the difference between fixing it and parking it?
The
fixing it is short term, that would be in and out over a period of time. Parking it would be short term, but all the time. You know, that
it's an Airbnb for trucks.
It's, yeah, basically.
And actually, they actually have an app now.
They do. They've had for a long time, Since they've shortened up the days that truckers, the length of day that truckers are allowed to drive, this where to park
is more critical.
Is more critical. Finding a place to park is more critical. And you'll find, and like I said, you find them parking all over the place. Up there on, Deer Run and up there in Vandalia, I've seen them park when I go out of there early in the morning for fast cat trials, especially if I'm running on Thursdays and Fridays. Tractor trailers parked in there, idling. This is in Vandalia. It doesn't affect us, but this is the way I go out to 75 is to run Ross Road, Engle Road, and back over. And when you come back to go north, I go the other way around. But up there where Kroger's is in the Vandalia and
that area, by
FedEx. Mm-hmm. I've seen 3 and 4 parked there, and they're just sitting there idling, and I don't think they're... And FedEx is open, so it's not like they're waiting for FedEx to open to drop freight. So they've been, especially when they park on the dead end.
Oh, that's a giveaway.
And I think if Vandalia police get through there, they run them off, but sometimes apparently they don't because they're sitting there idling.
Because that was a big thing for Huber Heights, was the trucks parking where they were repairing them. And they wanted to say, you know, because they had all that area back there. They had those two places that they were fixing trucks. And one girl got all bent out of shape. She said, well, we can't do that, whatever. I think, whatever, you know.
But, and that's the other thing. How there's a lot of that on the down, I call it on the down low. Mm-hmm. Some of the places that have room, mm-hmm. find out through word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy needs a place to park overnight. Mm-hmm. Or another one, they live in the area somewhere and they can't park. You know, if you live down in Huber Heights, there in the older subdivisions with little tiny houses and there's not much parking, you can't park your tractor trailer there.
Yeah. So just
there's a lot of down low, I call it down low cash deals to park, you know, repair facilities. I suspect if they got room in the back. And
well, because I drove back the one here. I made a premise visit.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of the sign. I thought, $150 a night to park the truck. I go... Park your truck, and you're supposed to be repairing. And that's when I saw all the different trucks at that time while I was watching pull in.
Yeah. So just some things to think about, I guess, is if you are going to allow it where, and then once you decide that, then how do you distinguish between somebody who owns their truck or owns multiple trucks and they're parking there versus somebody wanting to lease a space for the evening or a week or month or whatever. That's really, I think, what you guys
and
are talking
I think
about.
The other hair splitter you're going to have to be careful of is these guys park their trucks and sleep in them. Mm-hmm. And we've already heard complaints that, you know, trucks idling all night. The next question is, unless it's a big sleepover cab, well, a lot of these are just beds in the back. So where are you answering nature's call?
I can tell you what they do when they drive.
I do. I know that one.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, my husband's got some cousins up in Allglaze County that work on it, that are truck repair guys, and they hate those. They say Indians. I think they're Indians, Hindus, whatever. Two and three guys own a tractor. That thing runs 24/7 because they can drive in shifts.
Yeah.
They only stop for fuel and to pick up and drop off. Then the question is, when nature calls, they cut a hole in the bottom of the cab and they put a cover on it. But when nature calls, that's where it goes. And it goes under the truck and all the way down the underneath.
And into my girlfriend's windshield.
That too. But usually, if there's a trailer behind it, generally it doesn't get that far. But if they're flat backing, yeah. But yeah, these guys are like, no, we're not working on that. Because it's nasty under there. So that, but basically, like I said, those guys drive 24. Keep that thing going 24/7.
So the idling thing kind of sounds like a nuisance.
It is.
Deal. All right. So maybe we need to look at the nuisance definition and make sure that we're including something in there. I'll add it to the notes about.
But if you're going to do a truck parking, if you're going to offer the overnight stuff, I would, where the guys can stay in their trucks, that they can't boondock in. It's like you guys are going to have to provide restroom and shower facilities.
So you're saying that if other kind of trafficking that is.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying if they have the night to West, then they have to provide facilities and shower facilities.
Yep.
Like the old truck stops did.
We have truck stops. I mean, like, there's truck stops. It's not like there's no truck stops around here.
Yeah, you're right. That new one on the Ingle Road.
Yeah. I mean, there's one in Vandalia.
There's a truck stop in Vandalia.
Pilot?
Well, that's Ingle Road.
Where's the one on Ingle Road?
Well, it's on Northwoods.
It's not called Northwoods Boulevard.
Yeah.
Kroger's.
Kroger?
Yeah.
They're allowing them to park overnight.
It's the same road as Kroger's on.
That's Northwoods.
Down
Woods.
In the west.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
West, over the interstate.
Yeah, on the other side.
Oh, you mean Love's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not Inglewood.
No, it's Vandalia.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah, now see, Love's, again, those are the places. They do have showers and bathroom facilities. Mm-hmm. You can actually get roller food and whatever there. Mm-hmm.
You can get real food?
Roller.
Roller food. Not real food.
Roller dogs.
Oh.
Roller food. You've never heard of roller food?
I never ate there.
Me neither, but I know what roller food is.
What have we actually got? I was looking for my zoning map, and I don't have the complete zoning map with me.
Yeah.
What have we got that's heavy industrial right now?
Let me look.
Under the heavy industrial, we allow, as a non-residential use, vehicle, or what does it say here?
It says truck
and recreational vehicle and repair, industrial. Automobile wrecking, junk or salvage yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was.
But if it says motor freight depot.
If we don't have any on the map, but we've still got it, so that it would have to be rezoned for any of those activities to actually occur.
Yeah. On down the list there, then it has motor freight depot or trucking transfer terminal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would cover it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
if we don't have a transfer terminal, but that's not truck parking.
But I don't even think that a motor freight depot is really what we're talking about here. We're just talking about
somebody who comes in off
comes
the road.
I think we have to add parking someplace in there.
Definitely.
But what I'm trying to say is, without a designation of an area on the map right now, we have it covered. If we get it in here, they would have to rezone anything that they've got now to accommodate it.
Yeah.
And that would include what is going on in Gibson, I-1. Because
but that's I-1, that's not...
Yeah, but they're not compliant with I-1.
Right. Yeah, all this purple is I-1. None of those are I-2.
Is there any I-2?
That's what Kathy just said, no.
Well, I was talking about the GIS map. Yeah, okay.
So we don't actually have any I-2 in the township today.
No. I don't.
What is that purple thing on the very top?
From my knowledge, memory,
do we have to?
I too.
No, we don't. We have to have it in the zoning
light.
That if somebody would apply for it, then.
But we don't have to have an area.
We don't have to have an area.
Designated.
Right.
Okay, that's my question.
At least that's what I've always understood.
What
we don't have any. Well, that's what I kept saying. You know. I just wanted confirmation that nothing had happened that I wasn't aware of since I was.
But the other thing that would have probably, like you were saying, some of these guys that are already
doing
like parking trucks are going to come, would want to come for a zoning.
Then they'll want to rezone what's now I-1
to I-2.
To I-2. But
we
it wouldn't have to
no.
be granted.
We can still say no. That's kind of like a fix-it here. Let's put it in I-2.
Yeah.
And from what the descriptions that are here, that's where it would fit.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the land down there in Wiley's part? Is it?
It's I-1.
It's I-1.
Yeah. But that's where we've got a lot of the current problem.
Yeah. So we could...
We also,
the question too then is do you address the problem by making them compliant, or do you address the problem by saying you can't have it here? And you know what I'm saying? Like, do you change it then to heavy industrial to make them compliant?
Well,
you know, or do you say, no, we're not going to have it here and head on out.
Pretty much all of them. In fact, all of them, to my knowledge, I'm not omnipotent. Are parking trucks there now without any zoning permission, for lack of a better word?
Yes.
Yes.
There's nothing in our zoning code.
They're non-compliant.
Yes.
For us to make it to say here's where you would be compliant. Either you quit or you apply for a zoning change, which we don't have to grant.
Which we don't have to grant.
Right. Exactly. Your buddy that you complain about all the time.
Oh, Elon?
Yeah. You know, he's got a truck, and maybe he's got two, that he keeps parked at Circle, the body shop over here on 201.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that guy, he's... I think he's a friend of Jeff's.
Jeff's.
And,
yeah.
And he doesn't have a bunch of them parked in there, but he does have...
I know he owns at least three. Because one used to be parked over at his house on Newberry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't want that.
Mm-hmm. Well...
Well, if he... Again,
But he doesn't leave it run all night.
No.
He got the permission to build the big barn to park that tractor trailer in, which it's... When he first built it, the tractor would be in there, but when it has a trailer, it's not. Now, mostly, it's just got his dragster in it. But he had that barn built that's taller than his house. Bugged the bejeebies out of me. But the barn's taller than the house. And then I still think the piece he added onto the side was without anybody's permission.
Mm-hmm.
But...
So are you guys going to add it as a permitted use or conditional use in the I-2?
I think it could be
conditional.
What did you say?
Conditional.
I don't know that it has to be a conditional in I-2. As long as it's in I-2, because we don't have any I-2, they'd have to apply for rezoning. So I don't know that there's a problem with it being a permitted use in I-2. I mean, it's no more objectionable than some of the other stuff that's in I-2 as permitted.
If you put it as permitted, right, they just have to go in front of the Zoning Commission for the change of zoning.
Right.
If it's conditional, they have to go in front of both boards.
Correct. Well, if it's conditional, they'd only have to go before the Zoning Appeals Board and never go to you as a trustee.
Even they still have to change the zoning.
They'd have to change
the zoning. They'd have to change the
zoning.
They'd
have to get conditional use and change the zoning and then still get approved by the trustee. So that's actually a three-step process which might be more rigorous for them to go through. And then I also think that we should, you know, maybe that this is an opportunity to also address what Gary brought up in the different types of trucks, you know, semi truck versus a dump truck versus a.
That's where if you have the conditional, if somebody gets to review and say, what are you planning to do?
Right.
Rather than
people
just
lie. I don't know if you've ever come across that, but
it's been brought to my attention every meeting.
But yes, I mean, you could, but I do think it would be good to have it written out as to like what each of those levels of trucking would be considered, you know. Maybe that goes in somewhere else, like definitions or something like that. But, you know, where we look at the different types of trucks.
I don't know that I would be exceedingly restrictive with regards to the truck parking as far as fitting as a permitted use in the heavy industrial district. But what I think is more important to me as a zoning commission is, how are we viewing when we think about like land use plan with regards to heavy industrial versus just industrial? As we saw, right, there's a lot of them zoned for industrial. So, I almost think is a case of feeling out the public's view and the trustees as well to say, where is it that we want to go with heavy industrial? Maybe there's nowhere in the township, and that would be where we're at today. But I don't know if that's really rung out.
Well, that's something that should be addressed with the land use plan when it's updated.
Yeah.
Which we talked last meeting that in many respects we got the cart before the horse.
And my understanding is before the trustees vote on anything, it has to go in front of the public, and then it has to go in front of the public when the trustees vote on it as well.
Yeah.
But can you have an I-2 zoning when there's no place for it? You know, it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
is where we are now.
You can almost argue.
Which could be a problem because it's not addressed in the land use plan.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If we're not spelling out differentiating between the industrial uses.
We need to get something going fast because Wildcat and 40 is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need to get it before he applies.
What's the zoning down there now?
Business and agriculture, residence.
Yeah.
When did they change from agriculture?
You're talking about 40 and Wildcat? There's an industrial part of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one along the Wildcat Road is residential.
Yes.
How big is that spot? Does anybody know?
Well, originally it was a bunch of like half-acre lots that were in there when zoning first went into effect.
There's like 14 acres there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a large chunk of it is I-1. But what's on Wildcat is ag and R-1.
So. Ag as well as residential?
Yeah. That's just going to pull it up.
So yeah, is it agricultural or is it industrial?
No, part of it is industrial.
Part of it is industrial, okay.
Yeah,
do you know, anybody know the address?
I don't know the address. Mm-hmm. It's at the corner of Wildcat and...
Any address down there?
Well, when we say the corner of Wildcat and 40, so we talking southwest?
No, the northeast.
So the north east. Side.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the northeast corner of Wildcat.
That's all I could figure it had to be. Okay. But that's right, because Wildcat does go through.
It'd be to the left. It'd be to the left.
That's right.
And
okay.
A little bit.
Keep pulling down.
Keep going up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there's 40. Yeah.
And that doesn't show. That doesn't show the zoning.
Can you?
Yeah. So it's this one, right?
Yeah.
So the white thing is the Union Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
What is ag or what is industrial is portion closest to the Union Hall.
Right.
And then as it, I'd say it maybe the closer it gets to the Wildcat Road, when you make that right, most of that is ag and R1.
Yeah. I1 or R1?
R1.
Right there is, yeah. Now it's hard to tell which.
So this is the. What building is this?
The
iron workers.
Yeah.
The iron workers.
So here's the I-1 portion. Mm-hmm. Here's the R1 portion.
And that must be
where. Here's another R1. R1, and then here's the A2 portion. Up
well,
there.
That the A2 portion is that's on Sumner's.
Okay.
Yeah, Sumner's.
So they're all residential.
Yeah. Actually,
that's really
it doesn't show, but originally that was plotted off, and maybe they combined all of it, because on the auditor's map, it didn't show where those were, but there were a bunch of little lots in there, the same as what's on the
other side of the road.
Yeah, on the other side of the road. See those half-acre lots? Mm-hmm. There were half-acre lots all the way down here. Now, when the county bought where the pumping station is, which is that right there, they may have changed and eliminated all those lots. Mm. Because that was, you know, when the county bought that and put the pumping station in, that's probably when those lots disappeared. But they remain A2. I think it's A2. And then as R1 AAA is the one that's down right at the corner. But all the rest of that, which is not where he's put all the gravel. Mm-hmm. Is
he's put the gravel on the purple spot?
No.
Or the A,
no,
the
is, yeah.
The gravel's on the R1 AAA. Or AA. Well, that and part of it's on the AAA lot down there, I think. That's the AAA lot's where he's got the big mound of dirt, and the lane goes, you know, he put a driveway in. The driveway actually might be over on the light industrial.
There's two driveways, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. There's one on Wildcat.
One on Wildcat.
Yeah, well, he put it in after the other one because the state got after him, didn't
they? They told me it wasn't allowed to use it.
But he thought he couldn't use the U.S. route, but he could use township route for his trucks.
That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't use the one on the industrial side, I believe, because he originally, it was an agricultural lot or drive that he applied for.
Right.
And they found out he wasn't
Wait,
agricultural.
He was lying?
Rachel.
So how does this relate to trucks? How do we get
he's talking about the
He's looking like he's setting it up to be a truck parking lot.
Yeah. And it's the same guy that owns a lot down on Gibson that's already parking trucks.
So you definitely need to say you can only park trucks and idle trucks on I-2, and we have no I-2, so you don't get to.
Without applying. And then, you know. But there again, that comes to the problem that if we don't have something in the strategic plan or the land use plan, it could be challenged in court that we don't have an I-2 area. So that's kind of a conundrum there.
But if you don't,
if you don't have an I-2,
if you don't have an
I-2,
then it can't be challenged, right?
If we don't have an I-2, but if the land use plan doesn't have a land anything, I'm not sure how that would fall in court, because you're supposed to follow the land use plan and anything that for rezoning. So if it's not addressed in the land use plan, it could be challenged because we don't have it. If they applied for rezoning and it was denied, they would probably challenge it in court if they wanted to pursue it that far, because it wasn't in the strategic plan or land use plan.
So here's the current land use plan map. The only place you have industrial is down here.
Rural settlement.
In Wiley Park.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't say if it's I-2 or
I-1. Yeah, and that doesn't identify whether it's...
Yeah, it just says industrial.
Yeah. So that anything that's currently I-1... They could apply, and if you denied it, changing it to I-2, and we don't designate difference between I-1 and I-2, it could be challenging court, I think. I'm just talking off the top of my head.
What would they be challenging for? I mean, what if we have the township saying this, but we have a but the land use doesn't say that? Where would the challenge come in?
Challenges is they don't provide that opportunity.
They're not given the opportunity to locate someplace else.
Mm-hmm. But that's where I'm coming from. Is there a requirement that we have to provide that opportunity?
That seems
just decided in a township we don't want any I-2, period.
Well, that's the whole reason that you have to have in your zoning someplace, like for a sexually oriented business, right, and everything, yeah. It has to have a home someplace, so that if we don't have a home for it someplace, which we have a home for it in the zoning, but we don't in the land use plan. And I think that could be challenged.
So what is someplace like what's like Star City Concrete? What are they? I mean, they're business, right? Or are they in an industrial area?
No.
Because they have dump trucks and stuff that sit there.
Yeah. And they would fall under the I-1, not I-2, mm-hmm. But they're not zoned for that.
I'm just trying to see how close can we get that to CT.
Yeah, but good point.
Was the filling station zoned business that was there?
Back when Jack Brenner had the garage there, mm-hmm. and everything, that was... That little area, there was a problem that it wasn't on the zoning map correct at one time. And we made a change to it, recognizing that when zoning went into effect, that it actually was an I-1 or whatever. So that does show. I don't know whether we still have the zoning map up.
Did it show what Star City was zoned?
That's what
I'm about. Yeah, zoom into...
B3, neighborhood business.
Yeah. Good. X that out. It's only that one.
This is them right here, right?
Have. No, it's to the. It's got to be this one right there where you're.
Right here?
Isn't that it?
Is
it Rachel?
No.
Can you go aerial?
We're too far. We're too far to the east. Go west.
This way?
No. We're not.
This is what I put in. 4490, US Route 40, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
4490.
Okay. Yeah, 4490.
Okay, National Road, yeah.
So that's it.
That's it. The one that's highlighted. Purple. The one that is purple.
So yeah, that's
so neighborhood light business. Industrial. There it is. Light
because
industrial.
It was.
Okay.
Okay. How many acres is it?
3/4 of an acre.
Okay, uh-huh. So we can't use it as agriculture then.
Act in there.
Mm-hmm. We can't be agro-tourism there.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. I don't think. Sorry. It's touchy. Are you guys sure that isn't the old telephone building? Yeah, that's where the lawnmower repairs.
Oh, that's 2000. That's 2002.
The dark purple.
It is 2002. You're right.
Yeah.
It's off to the. It is to the right.
Is it? This
it's the next one. It's the one with the green dot. See the green dot?
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Yeah, it's B3.
Neighborhood business. Yeah. Wow.
Which. At the time, it was neighborhood business. What he was operating was an automotive garage, and at that time, it was compliant with a V3.
But you also have, isn't this all their trucks right here?
Is that their stuff to the right? Or
no, that's that factory, that old factory.
Yeah, that's Bosma's old factory.
Yeah. Are you sure? Because so, look, so here are all the trucks right here.
Okay, where is the
so
the Jehovah's Witness place?
Right, that's their trucks right there, right?
Right, that's
yeah,
their trucks.
That's Star City's trucks.
That's only 3/4 of an acre?
See?
No.
No, that's more than
that's
that.
Their stuff.
Oh, that's
right there.
Them there.
That's theirs too.
So what's that?
A1.
That's agriculture.
Unless it just hasn't been updated.
He bought more over to the east after he had the original one there.
But so he's not
that's
compliant.
Where the old
if he's,
prior,
if
no, he's not compliant.
And he bought the house right next door as well 2 years ago, the brown house.
Mm. They did my sidewalks, so it won't be too hard.
So there's a white house, brown house, and then the Jehovah's Witness.
Yep.
He brought the brown house.
Right. He bought the house on 202 there, next to it.
Well, he bought two of them on 202
Where the heavy electrical wires are?
Yeah. He bought the white one and the brown one.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is this?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jerry, what about the 17 acres that on 40? Couldn't that be the I-2 designated area, the 17 acres on 40 that we, you guys back in the day agreed to let trucks be parked
for
on?
For trucking?
It, couldn't you just specify that in your strategic plan that that would be the designated I-2 area?
The 17 acres.
At the Flick and 40.
Oh.
Because wasn't that converted to I-1 anyway, and we can
on
make
the,
it I-2
south side.
Oh yeah.
For the trucks are parked. It wasn't Hostler's.
40.
Hostler's.
17 acres there.
Was that?
That guy bought that to park trucks on as
about?
Well.
At the corner of
was
Flick
it,
and
that
40
was after I was
the,
off the board.
Yeah.
On the
was
south
it rezoned?
Of 40.
And it was rezoned to.
I think it's I-1.
This way?
Because it says industrial on the sign.
Okay.
40,
and that's east
that
of the Hostler's.
Flick?
Hostler's.
It's
but no, that's
acres,
Sienna, isn't it?
Hostler's old house and the barns and so forth.
There.
So couldn't we go back and use that as the designated I-2
that's
area?
Flick,
that's not keep
corner of Flick and 40.
That would, under the land
right
use
there,
plan.
Yeah, that, yeah, right there, yeah.
Yeah.
And that would eliminate not having an I-2 area.
Right.
So if we were ever sued, we could say, no, we've got an I-2 area.
But we don't, it wouldn't have to be zoned at this time.
No.
I-2,
no.
But we'd have it in the land
we'd
use
plan.
We'd
have it in the land
I-2.
Use plan.
Right.
Good idea, Cameron.
Well, I know.
Because it's right on 40 in a way. I mean,
it's in that little pocket.
Well,
I know Cama
fights the fight of people going rogue and doing stuff. But, like, to me, I hate to say it. I mean, we're, like, grinding through all of this detail. And it almost all seems for naught. Because people are just running unhitched, and like, where are the guardrails to help
until we get
a
zoning person?
Listen, we're trying. We've got 30 letters due out to correct this. Kathy's working, and Josh is working, and we're. You know, I've stepped back from the zoning part of it because Josh stepped in. This is his year for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm out daily fielding complaints, taking pictures and so forth. We are busting our butts trying to accomplish this. And why he's here tonight is to get you guys to make a decision so that we can move forward with going after these guys. We shut a building down yesterday. Yesterday we shut somebody down for building without a permit on Lisa.
And he was in here saying, well, everybody else is doing whatever they want to do. How come they get to do it? And
right.
I told them, I hear what you're saying. There's only a few of us here that are trying to manage all of this stuff. And eventually it'll catch up to them.
Mm-hmm.
You might not see it right now. It's like, in the long run, it's better for you to go through this process and do it correctly. Because when we finally do get our act together and get some of this accomplished, they'll be some of the first ones to get letters. But I agree with you, Ron. I mean, it's like a, you know, you got a rowboat with holes all in it, and you're trying to bail out while somebody's shooting a shotgun in the thing. You know, it is insane. And I agree with Jerry. We need a full-time zoning person. We need help managing all this stuff. I've been advocating we need a software solution in order to, you know, file and manage these cases so that they're not just paper copies floating around everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it's just a lot of stuff that has to get done.
I hate to kind of like poke at like Star City. I mean, this is a business that's been around for a while, and
but he's been around.
Why in the world would a businessman that's buy that extra property that's A1 and
but
then
he doesn't
ramp up their business into an industrial kind of a level?
Well, the thing is, he's
like
not,
without getting the permits and stuff.
His point of view, I have the opportunity to buy this land.
Yeah.
And I'm expanding my business. I buy the land.
And I deal with the consequences.
I buy the land and I expand my business. And if nobody says anything, yay.
Mm-hmm. Yay me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, I can see on here, they've combined this a lot. Because this is
sure
the county
have.
Site.
Uh-huh.
If you look here, it is not combined here. Which means this is, something's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this hasn't been updated. Right. So this all could be B3 now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go back and look through minutes and cases to find out if it was approved.
But it probably never was approved. And again, it goes back to the county changed the lots and combined them without ever consulting with the
township.
But it could be multiple things. It could be that it was approved. It could be that it wasn't. Could be the county just did it. I don't know.
I seriously doubt if it was rezoned.
I
think he bought it
probably,
and he combined the lot.
Yeah.
And as far as he's concerned, he combined the lot, and he's fine.
He's
but if you
property.
Look at but if you look at this, there's semis all over.
Yes.
In a lot of those lots.
Yes. Yes. And that's the problem.
Well, on US 40 and Flick, they have that yellow truck that's been there all winter long, and then behind the trees, because it was the leaves were off, there was four or five.
Uh huh.
Yeah. It's that we have been a reactive township for
instead
many,
of proactive.
Many years instead of a proactive township. And now we're proactive, and people are going to experience the changes.
Lisa, down.
Yeah.
So if they get away with it for a long time, what do you do at that point? If they've gotten away with it for years and it's established, how do you...
Mm-hmm. You just
resolve it.
Yeah, look at all those trucks right there.
Yeah.
But honestly, I would rather have the trucks parked down there.
Right, exactly.
Than by somebody's house.
And that is all industrial down there.
But that's your large... Here's the problem with that. If you've driven down there lately, you'll see. I own two buildings down there for many, many years. And that is your largest commercial tax base and where you get the largest chunk of your tax money. And if you drive in that area, you see that it's becoming blighted, which means that the value on that tax dollar that you're going to be receiving is going to be decreasing and not increasing.
But that's a separate issue. Then
you
go after them for a blighted property, right?
Allowing it to be blighted because these things are come these individuals are doing to it.
Right.
The trucking, all these other issues are now coming to pass. And so if you don't clean it up, if you don't force the issue and say this doesn't belong in here, we're not going to allow this.
Yeah, that's where I'm saying
we're
all
going
the trucks
to
are
insist
right there.
That you fix these places up, and you do it, and you're in compliance with the zoning. Then you're not going to have a tax base.
But my question is that the industry or is that the individual?
That's the individual.
That's the individual.
Individuals that have moved in and created the industry.
But that's, I mean, that to me is a different thing, you know, because I don't know.
Well, there are other issue too with those trucks is the road's getting torn up, and so is the drainage.
Right,
there
it can't handle it.
No,
I get that.
We've had 3 sinkholes over there. We're going to have to redo the storm sewer system because it wasn't designed to carry what we're now having to carry, and that's big money for the township. So do we then enforce our own rules here and force the issue and say, hey, you can't do this here. We're not going to allow it any longer. Because the people who are buying in that community, they're buying up a lot of property, and they are not following the rules. Mm-hmm.
So how are we enforcing that?
That's why we're
Have you been working out, Josh? Because
I haven't been doing anything.
We're here asking.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think we need to
we need
to
vote.
Yeah, we need to get something moving so that we have something to enforce.
Yeah, you guys need to really, really suck it to this meeting tonight and say, get it. And then we go after them, and we have some meat, you know. I mean, we go after them, and we can really, Kathy can really set things up.
I mean, you know how mean Kathy is. Just look at her.
Right.
We'll stick her on them.
Oh, Kathy, I didn't realize you're that bad.
I'm looking forward to you guys implementing all these rules. You know, I'm a taxpayer here. I'm a resident here, and I want you to fix this.
So can we address the issue of the trucking in an I-2? And then know that when the land use plan comes around, we need to address it in the land use plan at that time.
Jerry says we can.
But I still think we need to be specific about what trucks fit where.
Well, right now, everything that they've got, as far as the parking, the semis, I don't think fits in light industrial.
It doesn't.
So if we make a place in I-2 where that is allowed, they would have to apply for rezoning on those to make them compliant.
But it has to be in a road or on a road that would handle that type of traffic too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
State or federal.
And we could deny that as a zoning board if they come in and ask for it. Because it's not really suitable for what they want to do.
I agree.
But if you did the 17 acres as a designated area, which is off the state route, then you accomplish that.
I agree with
you. It's a federal route. 40 is a federal route.
Okay.
Either way.
No, it's a state route. It's a federal. It's still part of the federal system, but it's considered a state route.
Because I thought it was US 40.
It is, but when they inaugurated the interstate system, it wasn't a federal. Then they reestablished it as being a federal, but it's not the same as what the interstates are.
Well, I know it's not the same.
And it's under the control of ODOT. It's not anything to do with the federal government as far
as. As a citizen, I'm going to ask a question of you guys here at this meeting. If you make a decision this evening on this is where you want to go with this as far as moving forward with not allowing this in any other area except for I-2, and we know they're already in violation. I've listened, I know. Can you, are you permitted tonight to move forward on that and the data centers and the other things tonight and take your vote and then present that to the group of trustees at their trustee meeting? Is that how that works, Jerry and Josh?
Josh, I'm not sure on that. Whether I think the zoning commission can make, not the zoning and appeals, but the zoning commission could make the recommendation for initiation of a rezoning.
Zoning text
amendment? That's my knowledge. change.
A zoning text amendment.
A text amendment.
Right, exactly.
Right, okay. All right. So if you make that motion tonight, it comes before the trustees at their meeting, then we just have to adopt it. And
right.
it becomes the gospel at that point.
Except...
Do you have to have a public hearing?
We'd have to have a public hearing. And it would be the zoning board.
The zoning board has to have a public hearing.
Yeah, they have to have a meeting to adopt the zoning text amendment.
But we could tonight set a meeting date and have it advertised and do that as a zoning commission.
As quick as we can.
Yeah. As quick as we can.
Yeah.
So you're only talking about the 17 acres on US 40 as being I-2. So that's where they could move trucks to, and, you know.
Well, that's your land.
Well, that's the land use plan. That's another thing that's got to be done.
Yeah. But that's a proposed.
The first thing is that we have to get the zoning change to make it applicable only to I-2.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jerry, I thought the trustees would recommend to the zoning commission for an amendment change.
They can recommend to the, but we can initiate as well.
Oh. Okay.
So it could go
basically,
either way.
Yeah, I think it can go either direction. But it
in the past,
definitely,
I know sometimes the trustees wanted something changed.
If the trustees wanted something changed, they would have to have the zoning commission do it first.
Right, right, right.
So they could request, and then
they would have to request it. We would do it, and they would approve it.
So can you make
But it has to go through the process of the public hearings and everything.
Oh, yes,
so,
right.
So can
Which
you make
should.
A motion for that to be done tonight so we can set up a date?
We can actually set a meeting for the trustee, for the zoning commission, only for the zoning commission, not for the appeals board.
Right.
For the zoning commission to set a meeting date.
Mm-hmm. And advertise
it. And advertise it. And then do that as soon as we legally can. I don't know. I can't remember how many days and all that stuff.
30?
Is it 10 days?
10 or
14,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when's your date going to be then?
Well, that was what we were trying to determine.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be before next month. Let's see, because this is May. May starts
tomorrow.
Yeah.
When would your next zoning commission meeting
be? The end of May.
The 28th?
The
28th of May.
But we could do it before
You
that.
Could do it. So the 14th is technically 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when everything would be due anyway. Was it the 14th on the calendar?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The cutoff.
Yeah.
The 14th, yeah.
That's 10 business days.
Yeah, so the trustees could make a request. You know, they're requesting a zoning amendment change.
Well, they don't have to request it. We can initiate it ourselves.
We can have a special meeting.
Yeah,
we can have a special meeting to initiate
and put these things forward.
Right.
But you're looking at, I want to make sure there's two different things I think being said here. Mm-hmm. One is to initiate change to I-2 to include some things, such as the truck